Episode 1899, The Power of Flow.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How was your weekend? Well, guess what? It's a brand new week now, so you get the opportunity to set your intentions. Where do you want your week to go? How do you want to walk out your everyday life? It's all about the power of flow. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, your journey continues whether you have enough time or not. Yet when the power of flow intersects with your life, it ignites an abundance of energy and productivity. What would you do if you had more time? Time that stimulates your creativity and ignites your dreams greater than you recently experienced. Time that gives you higher productivity in fewer minutes. All of us could use more time to do more. But unfortunately, all we get is backlogged with thoughts of, oh, I wish I had more time, or why can't I move faster? Yeah, I find myself saying that a lot. Why can't I move faster? I sit down to do something and I'm like, 3 hours later, what have I accomplished? Where have I been? Distractions lead your actions. Think about that in your life. Is that kind of your hidden motto? You didn't even know you had a motto? Distractions lead your actions. Well, if you think you're moving faster is the answer, you have another thing coming. The problem is not that we don't have enough time. It's how we are using our time in the season of our lives. Complaining will get us nowhere. Daydreaming doesn't do much than keeping the dream alive, which is a positive thing, right? It keeps us hopeful. However, when you set intentions, you can go with the flow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go with the flow. Distractions, interruptions, and disturbances only speed up time. Well, leaving less time. Not exactly. Not actually in that 24-hour period, but it feels that way. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter if you're out in the corporate world at home working, if you're working with your children, if you're out there volunteering. It doesn't matter if you're reading a book. If you've got those distractions, do you really accomplish everything that you want to accomplish? No. How many books do you still want to read from last year? We're not talking this year, last year. Maybe you started a chapter and you never got back to it. Oh, I have many of those books. But unfortunately, that's how our lives go. We go with the flow of what? Distractions, interruptions, and disturbances. If you let things get in the way, it takes more time to get things done. So you got to get into a rhythm and go with the flow, not with the distractions, the interruptions, and the disturbances, but the flow as in what really matters. So let's break it down. F-L-O-W. Number one, F, face what matters. Yeah, that means look at it. Face to face. Acknowledge what is important during this season of life. This is connecting your heart and mind, your head and heart, right? That 16 to 18 inch drop, depending upon how long of a neck you have. Some of us are a little bit taller, others are a little bit shorter. Doesn't matter. But we've got to connect the head and the heart. Really nail down what is vital to where you are in your life. Number two, L, list it. Write out your to-do list for what matters. What you face, that is what needs to be on the to-do list. Not, oh, well, I think it'd be a great time to do fill in the blank. If it doesn't meet your goals for where you're headed, then guess what? It shouldn't be on your list. Get it off of there. If your to-do list doesn't match your priorities, something's off. You're off. Your head and heart are not working together. Your priorities and to-do list should match. If not, start again. Now, you're probably already thinking, well, yesterday my to-do list would be different today. Yes, if you look at your every single day, but I want you to look a little bit broader and I want you to look at your season of where you're in. I'm going to give you an example here in just a moment after we get through flow so you can understand how this really works. I use it and it's amazing if you can get and go with that flow. Oh my gosh, you're going to conquer the world. But if you get stuck in the stuff that you shouldn't be stuck in, then you're always going to be working slower than what you really want to work. So face what matters, list it. The number 3O, organize your schedule. Give yourself permission to block your time. Create that space in your schedule for what matters. If your girlfriend calls and just wants to chat, and that's not on your to-do list, I'm sorry. Maybe you just need to kindly say, it was so awesome hearing your voice. I appreciate your concern for me. But right now, I need to be focused on fill in the blank. I can't wait to talk to you later about it. Click, hang up the phone. Have a great day. You need to organize your schedule. No one else controls your schedule but you. Now, I know already you're going, oh, but wait, I have. We're going to get to an example. So you understand how this all works. So stick with me here. Face what matters. List it. Organize your schedule. And finally, number 4, wholehearted commitment. Jump in. This is the all-in part for the time you do have. Don't backtrack. Stop making those daggum excuses. I mean, seriously. Why are you letting the distractions get in the way? Go with the flow. So let's look at a typical day. Let's assume you have children that are digitally learning now at home. This is the season that you're in. You work from home. Your husband may or may not work from home, but there is some form of working. And then you have your everyday responsibilities. Those are your main, broader, I've got to take care of. Now, there's going to be a lot of other little things that go into this, but we're looking at what? The broader spectrum. Then you can begin to break down each individual item. But right now, let's look broad. So what does it look like putting our go with the flow in motion? Face what matters. Look at your season and understand what is going to be required of you. Also, recognize what is valued and worth your time right now. So if you're sitting here looking at it going, oh my gosh, I never thought I would be teaching my children. I've got them at home. They're digitally learning. I've got to set their schedules. Okay, that is something that you're facing. That's part of your season right now. That is where you are. That's going to be on your priority list. What else is there? Oh, wait, you have a business that you're running. What does that look like? How much time does that require? Your spouse, what is he or she doing? Are they working at home? Are they on the front lines? What is it? How can you support them? That is what matters, right? So these are the things that you face what matters. It's in real time. This is not something that's 3 months down the road, 5 years out. No, it's now, right now. You're creating your now so you can go with the flow. So what is it? Face what matters. List them out. Also, you probably have everyday responsibilities. Someone's got to cook. You probably have to pick up the house once in a while, vacuuming, laundry. Otherwise, you're going to have a mountain of clothes in your house and you'll have nothing in your closets. Now, that's one great way to clean your closets, but it's not really the best use of your time. Unless if you're really wanting to get rid of things, then maybe you can build a mountain with your clothes. So face what matters. Then when you take that, you know your broad spectrum as to your importance, your priorities, where you are in your season. Now, let's say that season changes and it becomes summertime. And summertime, it's about family, vacation. Life's a little bit different. Oh, wait. You do something different with your business. Maybe you take the summer off with your business. Great. What does that look like? So you have to change what matters, what you're facing. Okay. That scenario changes in the season that you're in. For us, if I was to use my daughter who got married recently back in October, in that season of life, that was a priority. So I had to make sure I had space for that because I needed to contact people and make arrangements. I needed to actually do creative things with my own hands that took my time and energy and effort. So that was part of a season of life. Is that wedding part of the season of life that I'm in now? No. So I don't need to face that right now. So you see, face what matters. It's what is right in front of you now for the season of life. Maybe you had a family member pass away recently. You're going to have to deal with that for the next who knows how long. It all depends on your situation. Face what matters. So the season that you're in, you know, right now, our pretend story is this. We've got our children learning at home digitally. We are working from home. Our spouse is at home too, working maybe, or maybe they're on the front lines, but there's not really any form of continuity there. It's kind of a hit and miss. And then you have your everyday responsibilities. That's your broad spectrum. Well, now list it. Be specific when you list it. So guess what? The children need study time. They need the education time. You need your work time. Your spouse needs work time too. And you got to figure out how to get your household responsibilities completed. You want it all to work together. So what does that look like? If your children need multiple things, maybe they have three different areas of their study time. Well, you need to break those down so you see what it looks like. So now that you have Face What Matters done, you're listing it all out completely, a little more detailed. Don't do this all in your head. Now I can because I've been doing this for a really long time. So I can see the broad spectrum. I immediately can break it down. And then I begin to actually write things out on my next step. But I encourage you to do pen and paper the entire way through. Why? You can see it. Then you won't miss something. Now, when I first started my business, I actually did write a lot of stuff down. You should see my papers that I still have, my notebooks. I would take big pieces of paper and write all my different ideas down. I would scratch things off and then I would move to, you know, a spiral notebook and write things down. I would have a notebook by my bed. So if I woke up in the middle of the night with an idea, I didn't have to stumble my way across, stub my toe, wake up my husband. Oh no, everything was right there. And I could literally write in the dark. In fact, I wrote 4.5 pages all about Create Your Now. That's how Create Your Now started. Now I won't give you that whole story now, but it's awesome. I still have those pages. But I allowed myself this place in my life, this space that said, wait, face what matters, list it. And I made sure I was able to do that. So then when you actually sit down in real time, you're like, okay, now I'm going to organize my schedule. I've got everything listed. Now it's time to organize. You're matching your list, making sure you've got what matters, and now you've got to put it into something that makes sense for your daily goals. So block your time as to not interrupt the flow of those daily goals, which sometimes can be very complicated and sometimes not. So I would encourage you to spend a lot of time here. Your children love schedules. They appreciate routines. They will never tell you that. But understand this, we as human beings are creatures of what? Habits. We love routines. So the quicker you begin to organize a schedule on that broader spectrum, right? Face what matters, list it. When you begin to organize your schedule and then you can stick to it, guess what's going to happen? The flow is going to come. And it feels awesome. There's freedom in it. So what I like to do, especially when I was homeschooling years and years ago, I would actually block time. And we did school in the morning. We would run errands if I needed to, which also included teaching. So if I had to go to Wally World or to Target or wherever, the kids would come with me. And usually that included some form of real life lesson. But it also was a way for me to knock out my errands. So I had to be organized. When you begin to block schedules and block time, You stick to it. And it's amazing what you can get done. Plus, what happens is this. You create a, you got it, flow. Because everybody gets in this pattern. It becomes a habit. Now, remember, this is just a season. This may be the same for 2 weeks. It may be the same for 4 months. Understand, though, you get to change the schedule accordingly. You just come back and you go with the flow. You start the process over again. So organize your schedule to match the list, those priorities. Nope, it doesn't leave room for distractions or interruptions. Now, yes, life happens, and sometimes you're going to have those. However, if you pretty much stay on that organized schedule, an interruption isn't going to throw you that much. It's going to be like, oh, interruption. Okay, we'll deal with it. Now, back on track. Don't you want to feel freedom? Don't you want to feel like you actually have more time? Don't you want to get things done with less time? How cool is that? I'm like, shout an amen here. I'll take that. So face what matters, list it, organize your schedule, and then wholeheartedly commit to what is before you. Don't worry about all the stuff you're reading on social media. Turn off the distractions and stay focused. Don't answer your phone. Your phone has a voicemail. Let it go to voicemail. Most of my calls during the day are, guess what? Stupid robocalls. They're marketing calls. And every single time I answer that phone to hear, you have reached, and they go into this little sweet message. Or I can't understand them because they have an accent so strong that I'm like, seriously? I've already lost 10 minutes. Even though I may have clicked off the phone and hung up in less than 30 seconds, I have created what? A distraction. And so therefore, when I come back to it, it's going to take me anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, sometimes even 40 minutes to get back on track. You wonder why you lose time. That's where it goes. Because the mind has to get what? Back on track. You mess up the flow. Think about a river. It's great when you just have water and there's nothing in the middle of it, and it can just go downstream without a problem. It just flows so nicely. You can put a leaf at the top and it just goes all the way down. But what if you put a few bigger rocks in there? You begin to disperse the water accordingly. So you put another leaf in there. What happens? Maybe the leaf gets stuck on the rock. It can't go anywhere until what? A gush of water happens, which usually is not something that we want to feel in real life. So wholeheartedly commit to what is before you. Turn off those distractions. Stay focused on what you and your family need. This does work. I know, because I live it every day. Now, do I always get it perfect? No. But understand this. When you go with the flow and you know your broad spectrum of what you're facing, right? Face what matters. You got this. If you have a young baby, what do you think really matters? Taking care of that young baby. That's the ultimate goal. If you're the stay-at-home mom, that's it. Now, you may have some other things as into home responsibilities. Maybe you do work from home on top of that. However, you may need to prioritize those. I hate to say it, but who really reaps the rewards of the attention? Yeah, the baby does. Not the responsibilities at home, and probably not your business. It's the season of life that you're in. You see, sometimes that's what we really have to realize. Those boulders and rocks that we put in the water where the leaf can get hung up on, and then nothing changes until this big rush and gush of water happens. When that is going on in our lives, we get these distractions that get in our way. They're the boulders. They're the rocks. It disrupts what? The flow. And when we disrupt our flow, it's hard for us to get back on track. That leaf can't be carried downstream. In fact, sometimes it's even kicked to the shore. Never makes it downstream. Not until a big, huge rain storm comes. Then maybe it gets back in the river and off it goes until it hits another rock. However, if we plan accordingly, we know the broad spectrum as to what really matters in the season of life that we're in. If we do our best to clear those boulders and rocks out of the way, the things that can stop us and distract us, it allows us to what? Go with the flow. It creates freedom. It allows you to create your now with a level of energy and productivity like you've never seen. Don't assume that you've got it all together when you feel like you're falling apart. Don't assume that you can do it all. Take time to figure out your flow. What is it for you that's going to keep you on task? This is not about motivation. This is setting what your priorities. This is connecting the mind and the heart. Remember that head-heart drop. You got to connect it together because otherwise you're battling it. Otherwise, you've got your children trying to grab your attention. Now, I'm not saying ignore your children. If you've got 2 hours block time and they're supposed to be doing their own thing and all of a sudden there's issues, well, you may need to take care of that issue. But understand that you are setting yourself up for what? Success, not failure, when you go with the flow. It's not an easy thing to implement, but I promise you, when you take time to create your now, when you take time to see what really matters in the season that you're in, this is a season of life that you're in. When this season passes, then you're going to be in another season. I'm in a totally different season right now. My children are much older. I can give them direction and they can go do it. I couldn't do that when they were babies or even in younger elementary. So my life looked different. But that doesn't mean you still cannot have flow in the household. It's just going to look different than the flow that you have later in life. Give yourself permission to be flexible. In all reality, a lot of us are what? We're too rigid. And you're like, wait a minute. You're telling me to go with the flow. Yes, it's a plan. However, it's called flow for a reason. There's what? Movement. Movement requires flexibility. Why? Because change is a constant. I know this is heavy for a Monday, but you are always moving forward, unless if you choose to move backward. Because if you're stagnant, you're no longer. That's not where you want to sit. That's not why God created you. You've got an incredible purpose to live right now in the season that you're in. Face what matters. List it out. Organize your schedule and wholeheartedly commit to where you're headed. And then guess what? When the season changes, then start again and go with the flow. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.